This is New England Public Media. Abortion, gun laws, and the budget. Massachusetts lawmakers have their work cut out for them before the end of the session. I'm Karen Brown, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
After the Supreme Court Friday overturned Roe v. Wade and the constitutional right to an abortion, Governor Charlie Baker quickly issued an executive order. Abortion remains legal in Massachusetts, but Baker's order was designed to protect providers who serve people from other states. So what exactly does Baker's order do, and do you expect any further action from the legislature?
Yeah, the governor obviously prepared for this ruling to come down, as it has been expected, very quickly signing this executive order. It protects, as you said, providers who may provide care to patients coming in from out of state, from states where there may be laws, perhaps new laws on the books, restricting access to abortion or making it illegal. This would prevent them from suffering any professional penalties and potentially shielding them from some lawsuits. This executive order would also prohibit state agencies from helping other states with investigations into patients or providers who seek care that is legal in Massachusetts, and also prevent extradition to those states should anyone face charges. A lot of these steps are similar to what we saw the Senate fold into the state budget. I would expect that if that those pieces do not make it in the state budget, we may see the legislature pass or look to pass a standalone bill. The House Speaker Ron Mariano has said he may favor doing a broader package. I think they're still looking and reviewing about whether or not there's anything more that can or should be done in Massachusetts, where, as you know, they have already codified the right to an abortion into state law during the previous session.
Right. Okay. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey became the de facto Democratic nominee for governor last week as State Senator Sonia Cheng Diaz dropped out of the race. Healey called Friday a dark day in our history after the Supreme Court's decision. The Republican frontrunner for governor, Jeff Deal, said he supports the court's decision. So how do you see the issue of abortion rights playing out this campaign season?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is still going to be an issue. You saw the Attorney General get out there out in front on Friday talking about how she was going to enforce laws and fight to protect women's rights to access to abortion here in Massachusetts, but also the rights of patients who may come here seeking an abortion. I think you're also likely to see a lot of talk spring up, if it doesn't happen this session, perhaps looking ahead to the next session when the next governor will be in place, around medication abortion. This is pills that can be provided. Some see it as an easier way to help women from out of state who may need care. It's also a way to potentially deal with the influx of patients and whether or not the centers here in Massachusetts that provide this care can handle the volume. There is legislation at the State House that would require access to medication abortion on college campuses, and that is going to be talked about a lot in the coming 5 weeks before the end of July, and perhaps even longer on the campaign trail and moving into next session, depending on what gets done.
Okay. So the Supreme Court also last week determined that states cannot require gun owners to demonstrate a special need to carry their weapon outside the home. That was a New York case, but it could have implications in Massachusetts. Matt, elected officials are all over the map on their reaction to the gun decision. So who's going to lead the charge to determine if Massachusetts laws need updating?
Yeah, they're certainly combing through this decision now to see how exactly it affects Massachusetts laws. We've seen some experts say that because of the discretion Massachusetts affords police chiefs in awarding these concealed carry permits, they expect that if anyone were to be denied and challenged in federal court, they could see that overturned. Rep. David Linsky, a native Democrat, has long been a champion for gun control in the House. I would expect him, as well as State Rep. Marjorie Decker from Cambridge, to be leading this push in the House as they look at these laws. And I think you're going to see, to the extent that they can, tighten the language around concealed carry permits. They may look to do it. You may also see them try to take other steps such as cracking down on the so-called ghost guns, these homemade guns that are pretty much untraceable. There are advocates pushing for that, as well as taking a look at, in light of this ruling, whether or not they can expand the list of public places where a gun could not be carried with concealed permit. Already you can't carry them in schools, but could they expand it to public parks, polling places, places of worship, other places like that, to limit spaces where you can be and know that someone is not or potentially carrying a gun. So these are all areas that I expect them to explore in the coming weeks.
Right. Okay. Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thank you as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.